It is one of the great classic Hollywood horror films.
I am Dracula.
1931's Dracula. And just in time for Halloween, University of Michigan medical historian Dr. Howard Markell is here to talk about the undead count and the actor who brought him to life on the stage and screen, Bela Lugosi. So it's Irish writer Bram Stoker who published his famous novel in 1897. How long did it take to wind up on stage?
Well, it took about 20 or 30 years. There were different versions in the early 20s. And then the version that Bela Lugosi played in and starred and came to fame was a 1927 version that a very interesting man named Horace Livewright, who was actually a publisher, but he also speculated on the stage. This was one of his hits. He had a lot more flops. And in 1927, it became the hit of Broadway, and Bela Lugosi was the toast of the town.
This Hungarian immigrant actor.
Right.
Yeah. Now, a little about him.
Well, he was born on October 20th, 1882. He became an actor at the Hungarian National Theater as a young man. He played leading roles, very good-looking guy, and he got involved in the Actors Union, and a little bit too involved. And that activism led to problems with the Hungarian government, and he fled to Vienna and Berlin. He acted there and finally came to America and became a star.
And so how did he wind up making the leap from the stage onto the screen to star in the 1931 film?
Well, that's neat. First of all, I thought Frankenstein was the first horror movie produced by Universal Studios. Actually, it was the second. Dracula was the first. And Carl Laemmle Jr., he was the son of the founder of Universal Studios, did not initially want to cast Lugosi. He wanted a bigger Hollywood name, you know, that old story.
Yes.
You know, bigger box office name. And Dracula was on a national tour and was playing in Los Angeles, and Lugosi was on the stage, and he made, you know, a pitch, you know, please cast me. He even took a terribly measly salary, $500 a week, which was about a quarter of what a leading man made at that time. And since it only took 7 weeks to film this classic movie, he got about $3,500 for the role of his lifetime.
That's amazing. It is amazing. And certainly that 31 Dracula has been singled out as one of the best horror films ever made. You note it's packed with fascinating references to the medicine of the day and the medical fears of the day.
Yeah, I mean, Bram Stoker really did a lot of homework. Now, 1897 is the peak of the germ theory of medicine, the notion or the idea, the reality that microbial agents cause a lot of infectious diseases. So the notion of actually biting people and spreading vampirism by doing so, of mixing and commingling blood. A lot of his victims were young women who became very pale and anemic and beautiful, which was a trope in a lot of literature and opera, Traviata and La Boheme, that people with tuberculosis were more beautiful because they had that disease. It's not true, actually.
We've talked about
that. We have talked about that. It's a pretty ugly disease. But that was a trope of that era. And even the way one of his victims spread it to children was another issue. And the notion of rabies, that could have spread it, and bubonic plague, because the Romanian word Nosferatu, which means vampire, also means plague carrier.
Ah.
And the fact that Dracula was nocturnal, rats are also nocturnal, and the spread of plague. So he was aware of all this, and it mixed in and made a great medical, infectious, germy kind of story.
Absolutely. And you still see kids out trick-or-treating today dressed as Count Dracula.
But they're dressed as Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Because that was part of his whole creation, wasn't it?
It was. And he knew he was going to be typecast even then. Said, I don't want to do this role anymore.
Yeah. Much as he fought to get the role, he did kind of wind up regretting it, didn't he?
He did, because he was always going to be Dracula.
And ultimately, how many times did he play Count Dracula? You said something like more than 1,300 times.
More than 1,300 times. My favorite, actually my introduction to that, was an Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, not Dracula.
Yeah.
But Bela Lugosi was in that film. Originally, the producer said, he's dead. I'm not going to cast him. That's how few roles he was getting.
He'd fallen off the radar.
Yeah. And then he started making those crazy movies with Ed Wood, which became a film in and of itself.
Yes, it did. But he also, Lugosi, got caught up in something that's a very familiar tale in 2019, chronic pain, and that led to opioid addiction.
Yeah. He had herniated discs and degenerative disc disease, a problem I know all too well.
Yeah.
And it caused intense chronic sciatic back pain. And the treatment at that time was opiates. And he got a great deal of morphine and methadone. And near the end of his life, he couldn't even remember his lines because he was so always drugged up. And it's a cautionary tale of to this very day of overprescribing these powerful medications for pain syndromes. And it doesn't really work all that well. And it causes an extra and much worse problem.
And ultimately, when and how did Bela Lugosi die?
He died in his 70s of a heart attack, and he was buried in his Dracula cape. So he died at the age of 73, uh-huh. August 16th, 1956. But yeah. It was a natural death, but his end was not all that great.
And his birthday again?
Bela Lugosi was born on October 20th. 1882.
Well, lest we be tempted to raise a glass of something in Bela Lugosi's birthday honor, just remember this moment.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
University of Michigan medical historian Dr. Howard Markell, thanks so much.
Thank you.